Went to the park to get to school. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoops. A car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino rolling Kilo G. He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GT. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking to trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't fail me, boy, cause I ain't shit.
How we doing, everyone? So that was new and cool. So yeah, hello buddy, welcome to the Up 19 show. I'm your host James JD, you know me. And we, you know, Dan, we are going to do a podcast together, innit? So, guys, I got some people speaking all about this nonsense, you know? And basically, I'm wondering, and people are wondering as well, will people still listen to 6ix9ine when he's out in the next few months? Because I don't know, man. You know what I mean? So I don't know. You don't know. I don't know. We don't know. I don't know. You don't know. We don't know, eh? But I mean, so anyway, I'm just going to say, I think people will, you know. I think people will say, oh, well, you know, he's done bad things, but we'll still listen to him. Like, I listen to criminals, I listen to killers, but I mean, I like him because I don't like them. I like their music. But there's some people like Drake, The Weeknd, A$AP Rocky, Mick Jenkins, which I haven't probably done too much illegal things, hopefully, but I still respect them because of their music. And the personalities are cool. I get inspired from them, really, in some ways. So, yeah. But I think people will listen. You know what I mean, guys? This is like a lyrical one. Okay, I'm just gonna, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna do, because I'm playing GTA as well, guys. So, I think, what do you think, guys? Right? You can let me know on Instagram, Twitter, not Snapchat, I'm not telling you my Snapchat, but yeah, if you want to go follow me, you know, at Prince James Man on Twitter and Instagram, do it, I dare you, but yeah, but guys, in all honesty, if people start listening to him, and if people start really thinking to themselves about what the effect of when he comes out will be, what will happen to him as an artist or him as a person, because he is snitched, and if these guys, the guys who he snitched on, and the guys who really they, you know, didn't do anything about, you know, they're still out of prison, you know, he might get beat up, he might get killed, he might just, like, you know, run away from Brooklyn, you know what I mean? So maybe, but I mean, again, you know, I don't think I'll listen to him because I don't really like his music. I used to like his music, but that's when I was like 11, you know what I mean? And I didn't really like it. I didn't really like him. I liked Trippie Redd back then, but I don't like him anymore. I'm not a fan anymore, you get me? But then again, I might listen to a few if he releases, like, because his people have came out and said that he is not allowed to He's not allowed to scream in his songs. He's not allowed to, like, say some things. What he's instructed to do is that if he wants to continue music, he will need to release a Spanish album and a English album. Now, I don't know why, and it has to be just anything except for talking about these crimes or some of them. You know what I mean? And because I think it was 2 years ago, he started wearing a lot of like blue, which you know in America. In Los Angeles, there were two gangs made in Los Angeles called the Bloods and the Crips. And the Bloods made their way across the East Coast, while the Crips mainly stayed in LA, except for the ones that you find in Florida, except for the ones you find in Long Island, New York. So guys, because he is now supposedly a Crip, I think in the end he's gonna get some beaten up, or he's gonna get, I don't know, maybe killed, or he'll have to either, to get famous, he'll need to remove all his tattoos, you know, and he'll need to get a new rap name, new identity, not like a new identity like passport, like, I mean, like, seriously, like, like a new rap name, like start a new career, because he is irrelevant. But yeah, guys, I just want to say thanks for listening. I'm still used to YouTube after like a year of making these fucking videos. And again, guys, thank you for a year. It's been amazing, and yeah. Peace. And by the way, please listen to Tyler the Creator's new song. I have no words to say, but it is beautiful.